نستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises due to Allah Rabbul Alameen, the creator of all things, the all-knowing, the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Everything belongs to Him and will return back to Him sooner or later. May the mercy and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the seeker of knowledge, for all of us who have been very committed in our ongoing classes, and we will stay committed, inshallah, because Allah loves everybody who is consistent in doing things that please Allah Rabbul Alameen. Aisha radiallahu anha used to say that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he does, he do it very consistently. Even it's little, but very consistent. It is always better than you do a lot, but only once in a blue moon. You know, I don't know how the word blue moon came about, you know. Maybe there's no blue moon at all. Yeah. And we keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our heart, our mind, so that we understand the reality of life, that living in this planet Earth, nobody can escape from trial, challenges that we are going to face every day. Our iman is being tested. Normally, our iman is not stable. Up and down, the thing that help our iman to grow and stable is only when the environment is right. And that's why you can feel the difference when you are in the fasting month. Because the whole month, there's a lot of blessing, the environment start to change. And we also realize, you know, that when you're in Ramadan, we also make a lot of changes. We start to record Quran, we start to reflect, yeah, the book of Allah Rabbul Alameen more than other months. And what a month that can help our iman if you go for Umrah or Hajj, because the whole environment remind you about Allah Rabbul Alameen. So environment play a very, very important role in the growing of our iman. We must remember what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind his ummah. He loved all of us to go to paradise, and that's why he said, "Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah." All my ummah will enter paradise. Illa man abba. Then he continued, except there is a group among my ummah, not just the non-believer, the believers, who refuse to enter paradise. Illa man aba. Qila man ya'ba ya Rasulullah. So the companion was shocked. They asked the Prophet, who are the one who refuse to go to Jannah? Who don't want to go to paradise? If you know the delights of paradise is so great, who do not want? Why there are so many Muslims from the first, second, third generation are ready to die for Allah? They are ready to sacrifice everything that Allah provides for them, because they knew everything came from Allah and everything have to return back to the provider. So they know that nothing belongs to them. Our life, our eyesight, our hearing, everything that Allah has given us is alone and is up to us. Yeah. Now, the Prophet said, "Man atani dakhala jannah." See how simple. Whoever try his best to obey my teaching, he go to paradise. Waman asani faqad aba. Now, whoever refuse my way, not the way of Islam, not the way of the Prophet, then they are the one the Prophet said who refuse to go. Now, then there's another saying I like to share with all the good brothers and sisters because it's a good reminder. Yeah? The Prophet said again, all is in Hadith Sahih Muslim. He said, La tadkhulu jannah. When the Prophet said La, like how he said La ilaha illallah, yeah, means no. We know when the Prophet said no, he means no. Nobody can enter Jannah. La tadkhuluna al-jannah hatta tu'minu, until you believe. Because a non-believer don't even believe there is Jannah. They don't believe. They say everything is here. I live and die here. After I die, khalas, everything end. But the believers only have a unique feeling. They know life here is just temporary. Nobody stay here forever. The eternal life is the hereafter. And that's why all the Prophet was sent to remind the people, prepare for your tomorrow. What is our tomorrow? Our akhirah. That's why Allah said, وَرَتَنْزُ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Have you looked into yourself, asked yourself what you have prepared for your tomorrow? What we prepare for Thursday, do you think you have prepared something for Thursday? Today is Wednesday. I think we do. We do have some plan. Yeah? But do we have any plan for our tomorrow? Tomorrow is after we depart from this world, we are going forward. And there is no return. So the Prophet said, لَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ زَرَّةٍ مِنَ الْقِبْرِ. Nobody enter Jannah. Now, if in their heart, now the Prophet is addressing the heart, our heart, there is an atom of kibir. Can you imagine an atom of kibir caught the companion by surprise? Ya Rasulullah, who don't have kibir? Who don't have pride? Who don't have egos? Everybody have. Either you know how to control that or you don't. That's why we have ego and another level, super ego. Now, then the companion just want to have the right understanding. They are not like us. Listen, khalas. Yeah, your right ear and then off, bye-bye, left ear, khalas. So the Prophet ﷺ was asked, Ya Rasulullah, kibir, to us, kibir means showing off. We like to show off. So they say, if I wear something very beautiful, my garment cost me very expensive, and my shoe may cost me 5K, 5,000, not Malaysian ringgit, UK, pound. Yeah, and we got it in a very good Boxing Day. Discount 70%. If it's not discount, how much we don't know. Now, we are just sharing the prophet. If I love to wear a garment that cost me, Lord, very expensive. Yeah. And then I wear shoes that's very expensive. Is that kibir? Is that showing off? Now we have to understand where we are now. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna Allah Jamil." Look at this saying, the Prophet. Yuhibbul Jamal. Allah is beautiful. He loves beautiful things. Beautiful things cost. Correct, he says. Anything that is beautiful, it costs you more. To beauty yourself, your face only costs you, only Allah knows how much. The little face, just face, not the body yet. You know? It's very common. But the Prophet never said, you can if you have the mean. Allah loves you to show gratitude. If Allah gives you extra, you can enjoy your life. But the Prophet, who Allah gave him everything, and the mushrikeen is going to offer him everything to stop doing da'wah, he said, no. I'm not here for dunya. Abu Bakr, Khadijah, all of them who Allah grant them wealth, but look how humble they are. They give everything back to Allah. We can't do that. Our love to a dunya is crazy. We don't care. They love iman more than dunya. We love dunya and we don't care about iman. We will fail. But look at the saying of the Prophet. Kibir means the real kibir. Let us look into the ending of this hadith. Batar al-haq, number one. The real kibir is a person, when you convey the truth to them, he ignore. I don't care. Then you know. Then you know that you are in trouble. If you keep on entertaining this value, this feeling, you know where you are heading already. But because you don't learn, you don't care, you keep on moving to that direction. And that direction is going to destroy you. Number one, you ignore the truth. The truth can come from anybody, young, old, an Arab, a white man, a black man. What they say the truth is the truth. The truth don't follow us. We have to follow the truth. Number one. Number two, ghamtan nas. All of this, we all are exposed to it. Ghamtan nas means you look down upon people. What do you have? Who are you? Who is the Prophet? Who is Abu Bakr? Who is Omar? Who is Osman, Ali? They're simple people. Even they're very rich, but they're very simple. They know, they don't go and show off. To the extent, you remember the Prophet said what? Who said, every man who dressed, and their dressing went below the ankle, anything below the ankle will be burned by hellfire. Why? Because that time, people who have money, extra money, they like to show off. That's why if you go to Yemen until today, you see the way they dress, very simple. Yeah. Their dress, their trousers or sarong is above the ankle. None of them go below the ankle. Just to train yourself to be humble. That is for the men. Just train yourself to be humble. Because Allah loves those who are humble. That is my muqaddimah today. Just warm up to remind everybody to understand, reflect, remember the saying of the Prophet, and let us look into ourselves where we are. Reminder has been given by Allah. The Prophet have conveyed the message. Scholar have conveyed the message from Allah and the Prophet. And if we ignore and keep on ignoring, then we are just create our own destruction. Now, today we are going to continue based to my according to my book. Because the last one, if I am not wrong, we did touch on page 194, oppressor will not escape from Allah's punishment. And today is what? What is today's one? Obedient slave? You have that about the oppression? Yeah, after that, then we will continue who are we, Allah. Where are we now? Whoever obey Allah, okay. That will be today's titles. But before that, we share about, so Allah gave them the reward of this world and the excellent reward of the hereafter. Who are these people? These are the righteous people. The people who try their level best to always do what Allah is happy for us to do. To please Allah and follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now today we continue with chapter 51, verse 58. Whoever obey Allah, He will love him, and when he loves you, he will provide sustenance for him. Most of the ayah in the Quran, you see they use a masculine. Then one of the wives of the Prophet asked the Prophet, do we women are we included? That's why there was a general ayah that Allah revealed to the Prophet in Surah Ahzab, to cover everything, so you all don't have to worry. It started from Adam, the first creation of Allah. We are all the children, the offspring of Adam. Eve also came from Adam. Eve was not created by Allah like how He created Adam. Adam was created from zero, but then Eve was created from the rib bone of Adam. Even the woman is not that strong physically, but they are very important for the development of the man. You can be their savior, their protector, their helper, their companion, the best companion. But you also can be their destroyer. Most of the politicians fail because of that. They are so great, they can control so many people, but they cannot control one woman. How powerful we are. We are very powerful. Only it's up to us, how do you use your strength? How do you use your energy and the power that Allah have granted you? Who always obey Allah. Now, a lot of people, even politicians today, the way they talk, I like to listen a lot. and understand their mindset. They say they have to do this, they have to do that, and don't talk about the not yet Muslim, they can say anything. Those who consider themselves Muslim, a good Muslim, who consider them as a pious Muslim. When you talk about what is happening, then what you encounter, they don't care. As long as there are money coming in, I don't care halal or haram. For the sake of economy, they open up for everything. Don't you believe that Allah is the provider? You think these people is the one who bring risk to you? You can welcome everybody. You can welcome every investment. But if you learn and study carefully, this is when investment is going to destroy you and your future generation. Do you open for this kind of investment? Are you ready? One day, if some big company come and tell you, I can help you to overcome your financial problem, as long as you give me the license to import drug. I can guarantee you, that in maybe just 1 month, your financial problem solved. So how do you feel? Okay? You're going to destroy the whole nation because of that. Is that what we want? Because we forgot that Allah is the sole provider. He is the one who provides for us. What did Allah say? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجَعَلَهُ مَخْرَجَ وَرِيَزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْسُ لَا يَحْتَسِ. What we have to work on, brother and sister, to make sure that we instill taqwa in the heart of the believers. We don't talk about the non-believer yet. They will come second. Because we have to work very hard to make them a believer. But then how can we set good example? We must have taqwa. Allah promised us. The Creator promised us. How do you feel if the King of all kings promised you something that I will protect you? Do you know why Israel is so arrogant? Because you have the big powers here. I will protect you. I will give you all the thing you need. That's why they dare to do all this nonsense. But Allah never protect oppressor. Allah protect righteous people. Just example. You have taqwa. Do what Allah want you to do. Obey Him. Allah want us to do all the good thing only. Say the right word. Be a good person. Be a good wife. Be a good husband. Be a good son. Be a good daughter. Be a good husband. A father. A good mother. A good leader. A good citizen. A good worker. A good boss. Khalas. Most of the problems solved. Sometimes you have good bosses, but you have bad workers. You give headache to the boss. If they have patience, they hold on. They have no patience, they call you in. You have been failing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Do you want to change? If you don't want, then please. Be fair to you, be fair to your boss and the company. You have a good exit. Until one day you want to work properly, then you come. Is that easy? That's the easiest way. Maybe you are not focused. Anything you do with commitment. When you pray with what? Knowledge, consciousness, awareness. You don't Allahu Akbar, all the mind start to roam around. Travel so far away. Allah said, you pray to remember me. We start to pray and we remember all the nonsense. Have you experienced that, brother and sister, when you start to pray, you so many things come into your mind? Something like, which rak'at am I now? And then you know something is happening. And did I recite that ayah just now? Then you know. So how you move on? Islam teaches us. Cut it off. Move forward. Don't open the door of fitna to come into you. We thought that we are smart. Who are smarter than Allah? Who knows better than Allah? Do we think you are smarter than Satan? No. That's why he said, Ana khairu minhu. He said to Allah, I'm better than human, than Adam. Overconfident. Yeah, he have a lot of knowledge. But overconfident caused him to gain the curse of Allah. The same go to human. Don't be overconfident and look down upon others. When the Prophet ﷺ was calling people to Islam, people said, why Allah send you if you are a rich man, okay? No. Because you have the money to show off. If you're the king among us, we can listen. You are nobody. You are just Muhammad bin Abdullah. An orphan, poor man, no property, shepherd. You look down upon him because he's a shepherd. Anybody who like to look down upon anyone because of how they look, their status, then you know you are under the hadith of Ghamtan ala nas. You like to look down upon people. Then you're looking down at Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet loved to be among the poor and the needy. Because their heart is not so corrupted. The one who have money, they want more and they never feel enough. And that's why Allah said, Allazi jama'a mala wa addada yahsabu anna malahu akhlada qalla. Those who keep on accumulate wealth, accumulate, they thought that all this money belong to me. And they keep on calculating how much in this account, that bank, only Allah knows how many banks they have. My investment here, investment there. Sometimes the children don't know, the wife also don't know. There are so many investments here and there. Never mind. If everything halal is good. But you know, when you get involved in that kind of world, more haram is coming in than halal. And you become haram again. You yourself will do haram thing. You don't care anymore. You lost your own dignity. And something bad happened to you, the first thing hit is your parent. Whose son is this? Oh, the father is so. Oh, the mother. Astaghfirullah. So we parents must be very alert. Nothing is more valuable than having a righteous children who believe in Allah, humble, pray, read the Quran, obey Allah's command, then they will gain the love of Allah. Remember, Allah said, verily Allah is the all provider. Yarzuqu may yasha. You remember one ayah most of the Muslim have memorized. Qul illahumma malikal mulk tu'til mulka man tasha wa tanzi'u mulka man tasha wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha biyadika al-qahru innahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Tuliju al-layla fi an-nahari wa tuliju an-nahara fi al-layli wa tukhrij hayy min al-mayt wa tukhrij mayta min al-hayy wa yarzuqu man yasha. Allah is the owner, the king of all kings. Everything belongs to him. He granted power, authority to whom he liked. And he will take it back from anybody he liked. He keep on giving, we keep on going against him. It's like haram thing will bring, will strengthen our economy. Only by doing haram thing, then I'm going to allow it to happen. Khalas, you are gone. You are just like the bad guy. The bad guy use you because you are the man of authority. Gone. By looking around our neighborhood, you know there's a lot of corruption going on. Just by looking, open your eyes. How can this happen? How can that happen? Because of corruption. People don't bother. A small housing area. This is a kampung, you know. Here known as kampung. Then you look at what is coming out bit by bit, high rising development. You look at the road that we have now, it's so narrow. What is going to happen? Yeah. When the infrastructure is so poor and you allow all this kind of development, what do you want actually? This compared with other country, compared with Australia, Australia seems to have some values. Family value, residential area, village area, maintain, just upgrade. So that there is some history. You know, look at this is the lifestyle of our forefather. Simple, but you can upgrade, make it cleaner, no problem. But there you got playground, children run, neighbors, and kampung lifestyle, neighbor knows each other. Cosmopolitan lifestyle, all the high rising, they don't even know the one beside them who they are. Too busy. Everybody is busy with their dunya. They don't bother to get to know their neighbor. They don't care at all. There's no more values. What they have is dunya, dunya, me, me. At the end of the day, everybody will learn how to eat Maggie me only. Everything instant, instant, instant. Allah will punish the enemies of his obedient slave. Remember how our Prophet, the first, second, third, fear no one. They don't fear the Romans, who was very powerful at the time. There's no America, no British, they're Roman and Persian, yeah, kingdom. Powerful, very powerful. Anything to do with the sea, the Persian, very good. Nobody can challenge them. But the Muslim is here not to challenge anybody, just want to be good, call everybody to believe in God, to worship Allah, be humble. That's all. You with your power, we with your wealth, your strength, we don't touch. We don't want you to believe in Allah. The fitna is there. Allah said, we will exact retribution. So all of us must be ready. And don't be sad because of that. That is part of life. Yeah? One of the scholars of the Rahman bin Sa'di wrote a valuable book called Practical Means to a Happy Life. He said, by enumerating Allah's blessing, counting the ni'mat of Allah, one will realize that he is better off than a great number of people, that he should truly be thankful for Allah's favor upon him. You are healthy. It's a blessing. You have good friends. It's a blessing. You have parents who care for you. It's a blessing. But how long your parents will be there for you, you must remember they are growing older and older. They have to prepare themselves too. They hope that you are growing now. You are a teenager. You are an adult after you move. Even the normal law say 21. Last time 21, now 18. Consider you should learn how to be independent. Don't burden anybody from that age. Even the parent is there to support you. Okay, Papa. Okay, Mama. Thank you. I won. Yeah. I want to be independent. That is why the Chinese, they train their children to be independent from young age. Holiday, you don't go for holiday. Holiday, they will send you to their friend's shop if there is a grocery shop or there is a repairing bicycle or anything. They send you there, go and learn. Get some skill, unpaid. Get skill. Enough, the boss can give you some money to eat for your lunch, for your breakfast, enough. Parents don't want the children to think of money, but learn. Get some skill, and that's why they're not yet. My people seem to be very, very independent. They never rely on the government. They know the government have a lot of responsibility. Yeah. The government have to look into the security. For security, army must be strong. Police must be strong. They must have enough so that they will not be corrupted. That's how the government have to look into that. Their welfare must be taken care. Their family also must be look into it, so that they can focus in their responsibility. So when you see the police, you feel secure. When you see the police, you feel so good. They are here to protect you. If you are wrong, they are not here to just collect money from you. They don't collect money. They will discipline you. Next time, don't do it. Yeah? It's dangerous for you, dangerous for others. They will note down something to show you that first warning, second warning. How do you feel it was stopped? You have done something wrong and you were stopped and the officer talked to you so nicely. How do you feel? You feel good. Do you respect that officer? Terima kasih, terima kasih. Sudah. Don't do it again, okay? I remember you, now I record. In my record book, one. But if you still transgress 3 times, then I don't record anymore. I give you a summons. You don't pay me. My duty is to protect you, to make sure that everybody is safe. So you have to go to the authority now. Go to the station. Now, if everybody do this, how do you feel? We become a better citizen. We dare not break the rule because we know these officers are very good. No, they love us. They care about our security. They are not here to ask us for money. No. They don't need. They have enough. This is just an example. When you have taqwa, brother and sister, you know the rizqi is from Allah. What is the point? You have more money, and more sickness. It comes in a package. I have more and more plus more problem. How do you feel? A lot of people who have no money can sleep well, you know, because no problem. Those who have a lot of money, they have everything with them. They have comfortable room, bed, everything, but they cannot sleep well. They have to take sleeping pill. For those who have nothing, very easy. Like us today, we are so used to the aircon. No aircon, we cannot sleep. Oh, can I sweat the whole night? But those who don't have aircon before, you can chuck them anywhere, alhamdulillah. After 10 minutes, they are gone. You see, there is a ni'mah, it's a blessing. So we should count the blessing of Allah. We have an eye that can see, ear that can hear, all is a blessing. Then Allah may not give a lot of people all this. They can't see the blessing of Allah, but we can value it. Take care of our health, take care of our eye, take care of our ear. Don't let it be corrupted. Then you have the peace of our mind. Even the matter of religion, one find that in spite of the negligence, we are all guilty of. Some of us are better than others in performing the obligatory congregational prayer regularly. Yes. Some pray, but they don't want to be in the group. They're very self-centered. Alone. It's not good. You love to have more money. Don't you want 27 reward? Then just get one reward. Each time you pray Jumu'ah 27, and when you get close to each other, get to know each other, the one standing beside you, right and left, and you have connection, you don't know. One day you may need his help or her help. And she had known us for years praying together. They'll be ready to help you. Don't worry. Let me know anything I can give you a helping hand. That is life. We complement each other. Don't think that everything I can solve by myself. No. You can see. Yeah, even our tire got punctured, we cannot do anything now. Helpless now. But you may get somebody who is passing, oh, can I give you a helping hand? Wow. Ni'mat. Yeah. Sometimes you open the pipe. Yeah, just sing. Why the water coming out so slow? You thought there's some leakage anywhere. What happened for us? What happened? We call a plumber. How much have you spent for a plumber? Just come and look, only 60 ringgit. But if you have somebody, because you are friendly with people, maybe some person who are very simple men, but they know what is happening. We learn from this. Be a handyman. Next time you feel the pipe, you know, or the tap, suddenly the water is slowing. Don't worry. Maybe the flow, other area okay, that area not okay. What happened? What do we learn? What do we learn, sisters? Is a good knowledge. What do you learn? Simple thing. Don't get headache and don't get upset. Go and look around here and there. Nothing wrong. It's the tap. There is a filter there. You remember? All the tap. Yeah. there is a small filter. You just try to open up that filter. Just a screwdriver, if you are strong, you don't have to go, just some dry clothes, hold at the corner, the tip of the pipe, and then you just turn. One, it really, just wash that. If not, you open, after that, you open, the water runs smoothly. It's because there's so many sand, the water that come to our house, if you are not going through some filter, it collect a lot of tiny things, then it got stuck. Simple as that. But to us, what happened? What happened to the piping today? And you get the wrong plumber for nothing because you know nothing. I have to change this. I have to change that. Stuff here, you just open that and then you wash it by yourself. Shukr, water run like normal. Why I share this with all of you? I encounter all this on and off here. You know, I encounter this, so alhamdulillah, we also have other maintenance brother here or staff. He also remind us. So we remind each other. So next time if you have this problem, don't go and get headache first. Open that a bit, brush it. You see, alhamdulillah. Yeah? So, brother and sister, remember, doing things together, they are more blessing because when you need help, there are some good people who you know are ready to give you some advice. They don't have commercial value. You are friend to them. We are one family. We feel for each other. Helping someone for the sake of Allah, you never, never regret. You never lose anything. There's a lot of blessing in return. You may not see it now. You help somebody now. You will not be helped, but somebody who will help your children, how do you feel? When your children need some help, you are not there for them, you're so busy, suddenly somebody offer a helping hand. Why this thing happened? That's why Allah said, لِكُلِّ حَسَنَةً أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Every good thing you involve in, I repay you 10 times. I can come in many, many directions. You may not know, but you have taqwa. I do for the sake of Allah. The rest you leave it to Allah, Rabbul Alamin. He knows better than all of us. My humble experience in life like that, I think I got all this kind of extra blessing because my mother, who has passed away, is a very helpful person. She liked to do a lot of good things, but she was not a Muslim earlier. Yeah, anything when people need help, she can. They know nobody take care of the elder, she would offer her time. She liked to take care of the sick. Even not family member, if she knew, she would ask them, can I take care of your mom? Can I take care of your dad? And she can drive all the way from the north, yeah, until where? Until Pahang. It's a long journey without sleeping, taking a break. I drove to halfway, my eye is telling me rest. But I fight and I end near the drain. You know, you got sleepy and you force yourself. I got this experience. We have children behind, but all also sleeping. Left the driver. So the driver was making zikr, Allah, inshallah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Suddenly, the eye just can't bear. And then we force ourselves. So what happened? We went into the drain, one of the tire punctured, and next to the graveyard. Oh. After that, I cannot sleep anymore. But my mother, through our humble knowledge, She is the first lady that can drive a tractor. Because my father is a contractor. That was in the 50s. Yeah. She liked to help a lot of people. She's not a rich woman. Yeah. So when I travel, first time to travel to overseas, I don't know a lot of people. Now where I go, people will knew me, alhamdulillah. When I got caught, stranded, Allah's, that's why I believe you have taqwa. Anything good done by the elders, there's a reward. Stranger is the one who helped me. Not people that I know. I do have some telephone number to call certain people, Malaysian. When I'm in Europe, nobody offer me any help. Not even, come and stay with us for a few days. Not even that. But I never give up. Because we are Muslim. We believe that rizki is from Allah. Who control the heart of everybody? Allah. I keep on praying, oh Allah, guide me, help me. Where should I go? From here. What happened is because I entered the border legally. Immigration asked all these passengers, pass their passport, we pass. When I received my passport, I don't have the knowledge to really check. First time to travel. I just keep my passport, I move in. Suddenly, I realized it's not been stamped when I enter. Normally, if you have that problem, to some people who experience, oh, that is good, you're so blessed, that means you can stay as long as you like until your passport expired. If they said, when do you enter? I don't know, I just enter from the country. No stamp. I don't know, I pass it, they pass it back to me. Now the people who want to give me a helping hand, they also don't know what to do. But they bring me to the authority. Immediately they bring me to the authority. I have no, they fine me because of that. You say something went wrong with you. How can you enter without your passport stamp? I say, I don't know. I thought show passport you give me, I take, finish. At least you must stamp your entry. So they have to charge me and say, they don't say they are wrong, they say we are wrong. And we learn something every time, next time, check. Because as a first-time traveler, we don't know a lot of things. I have no money. These are strangers. Never mind, they pay. And get my passport stamped, at least I have 3 months more. Minor thing. May Allah bless all of us. Yeah? Do things together. Yeah? Read the Quran. Remember Allah and so on. Because anything you do together, they are extra blessing. Yeah? It's like when you eat together with your children. How do you feel? You feel good. You know, anything you do thing together, you can feel there's some extra blessing, extra happiness. When all the children with you, family together, we can engage, we can share, we can talk. How do you feel? You feel good? Of course. How do you feel when you want to talk, everybody is busy? Now with the IT and with the phone, nobody talk anymore. Yeah. And even you are talking to them, you don't know whether they're listening or not. You know? We don't know. You see? That's why when we are talking in any classes, don't look at phone. When you look at phone, you know where you're going already. Your mind is not here. If I stop anytime I ask you, I know there's no answer. You remember the last Wednesday, what is the ayah that I shared with all of you? Anybody remember the last class with me? What is the ayah that I share with all of you? Somebody can help me? My muqaddimah is not in the book always. My muqaddimah is something else. Then I join and continue with the book. Because I hope the important point, you note it down. Just note it down so that you can refer back later. You can check. Maybe I will ask you next week again. Yeah? Remember, if you are able to pray together, where there are people who like to pray together with you together in congregation, you are able to read the Quran and always remember Allah the way Allah wants us to remember Him. These are all favors, ni'mah, for which we should be thankful to Allah. Where so many people are so busy with other things, we also are busy with dunya, but we spend time for akhirah. Remember what Allah said. Allah has perfected His grace upon you. Both apparent Islamic monotheism, you now are a Muslim, you believe in one true God, you're worshipping the Creator, you are not worshipping idol, stone, human, jinn, devil, you are worshipping the Creator, Allah Rabbul Alameen. And you are having lawful pleasure of this world, you have money that you gain, that you earn halal, you are healthy, you look good, alhamdulillah. And the hidden, unseen ni'mah blessing is your iman. You can see. Nobody can see our iman. Nobody know what is in our heart, our intention. But if you have all the good intention, remember, brothers and sisters, having good intention without acting upon it, you get one reward. You got reward already from Allah. Just by having good intention, you act upon it, you get 10 to 700. Having bad intention, no record. You have bad intention, bad, no record yet. The angel do not record it down yet. Until you act upon it. When you act upon it, He still gives you some time for you to repent and ask forgiveness. He did not record until the next prayer come. You still don't care. You remember what the Prophet said? As-salah ila salah muqaffarat bainahuma. One prayer to the next prayer, your sin from that time will be erase. But you still persist. You still gossip and carry on. You add more spices. Then record one. One sin is recorded as one. You act upon the sin, consider one. The good deeds is recorded already. Act upon it 10 to 700 to show you the blessing of Allah. His mercy is overwhelming. He is so loving. He gives you only all the extras. Just be grateful, be thankful, and do things that He loves us to do. Knowledge is a ni'mah, blessing. When you have more knowledge, guided by Quran and Sunnah, pure knowledge, you cannot be confused. You cannot be misguided. People can say this, people can say, it don't affect you because you don't entertain. You remember the saying of the Prophet I did share with all of you? One of it, La darara wa la dirar. You still remember? La darara wa la dirar. Don't do, don't say anything that cause harm to yourself. The same, don't do anything that cause harm to others. You save yourself from a lot of problems. And second saying of the Prophet that I always share with all my fellow staff and my student wherever I go. Da'ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Stay away from doubtful area, gray area. Don't entertain. Just focus on something that is positive, clear cut. Now, please, brother and sister, follow me to recite these two hadiths. Number one, La darara wa la dirar. La darara wa la dirar. The second one, Da'ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Da'ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Simple, simple, short, but very, very meaningful. Anything gray area, suspicious, cut off. Don't entertain. Focus on something that is clear, positive. Yeah? The last thing that I'd like to share with you all, the saying the Prophet, I've been sharing this hadith too, is the Prophet said, Min husnil Islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Look at the beautiful saying of the Prophet. To give us the right feeling, the right attitude, to move on, be positive, be positive. Min husnil Islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. One of the signs of a good Muslim, based on the teaching, the guidance of Islam, is that he or she stay away from things that have nothing concern him or her. Nothing that concern her, don't waste your time. If you are not a doctor, when people ask you about health, what can you share? Maybe you have some knowledge, share with, but I'm not a doctor, please. If you want, you better refer to a doctor. Today, doctors are two types. One, they look at you, they look at money. Money is coming. They don't care about you. They can give you the wrong medicine, they don't care. One, a very loving, caring doctor. They will never give you any medication until they check on you. They communicate with you, try to understand you. They show that they are here to help you. Money is not everything in life. For this kind of doctor, they will have a lot of blessing. They have peace because they are here to help. Of course, they may charge you a bit for their services. Fair enough. But they don't commercialize their profession now. Yeah. And this is very important. You can get all the good people when you are good and you engage in good activities. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, Allah exposed us to many kind of people. Allah exposed us to politicians. Allah exposed us to professionals. The rich people, but they are very humble, alhamdulillah. People that we know, they want to know the truth, they want to become a better person, alhamdulillah. So we are always here to help anybody who needs our help. Yeah. If you go back to history, all the good, righteous people who bring benefit to so many people, they are not rich. They are rich inside. Rich with values, not material things. When you talk about material richness, then you know what happened to Namrud, Pharaoh, Qarun. These are all the high-end ones. Yeah. Nobody challenged them with authority, with wealth. Who can challenge Qarun? That's why he is called Qarun. And the Malay call Harta Qarun. Anybody got harta, harta macam karun. Because his work is to accumulate wealth. Money, gold. Sometimes you can see some Middle East leader, when they die, surprising. Their warehouse, all gold bar. They have car made of gold, toilet made of gold, pipe made of gold, everything gold. What do they want in this life? Yeah. We are alhamdulillah, plastic. Bismillah. And we can go in and very fast finish our job. This go-go got stuck here, stuck there. They suffer. Yeah. Life. So please remember, knowledge, wisdom, guidance, you have that opportunity to righteous deeds and also the pleasure and delight of the hereafter in paradise, that is your wealth. You are rich. If you prepare to be rich here, nothing for Akhira, you are the poorest. But you can't see, you are blind. Your heart is no more with Allah. You love dunya, no problem. Put dunya outside. Don't let it come into your heart. Your heart connected to Allah. Yeah. Some of the scholars, like Al-Zahabi, mentioned that the great scholar of hadith, Ibn Abdul Baqi, observed the people as they were leaving the central mosque of Baghdad, some history. He was looking for someone who, in all respect, he wishes to change places with in life. Yet he reported that he found no one. He's a good scholar. He was looking for somebody that he want to pass his knowledge and let them lead. He find nobody. Money, yes. Handsome, yes. Beautiful, yes. But to get a person who have taqwa is not easy. And Allah said, and we have preferred them above many of those whom we have created with a marked preference. Remember, people of knowledge is in a higher rank than normal people. Yeah. The elders also is in a higher rank than the young one. I always call the elders, don't be upset because we are all antique people. Anything antique got value. Anything very modern, no value. But sometimes you see that our Chinese man, very smart, he come with a small lorry or van, then he put a loudspeaker, he have record everything, then he pass slowly. Simple thing, is it? Paper lama. Sometimes say, Lampu lama, tukar lampu baru. He got many things also. He want to collect all the old lamp, like semua. I give you new one. He like to track all thing because he know all thing have value. All the new product tak tahan lama. All thing antique value. But we say, wow, good news. This guy want to take all the old thing. He's getting all our old stuff. One day you want to look back for that. Disappeared. You trade with all the new stuff. The new stuff now cannot be used. Because old stuff, more solid. New stuff, cepat rosak. Just an example. So please look into the blessing of Allah. If you are able to do things together, act righteous deeds, we have a lot of activities here. And we want everybody to participate. We have our billboard is on now. A lot of people can participate by helping us. Yeah. Because it costs, but we have to do something for the sake of Allah. Anything for Allah, we don't want to calculate. Anything we can do, we do first. Even if we don't have enough, we will do what we can, and then we hope other people will participate and donate for this good activity so that everybody will be rewarded. That's what we always do. So it's good for all of us to understand that if you're given the opportunity to pray alone and pray together. Do things alone, do things together collectively, do things collectively. Saturday morning, we have our new Muslim community activities. You're all welcome. Sunday, we have family values. You're welcome. Whatever we can do, we always prepare ourselves to help. Not only to you, brothers and sisters, also to your children, your family. They may need help that we don't know. But when we are not strong, we cannot help them. When we are too emotional, we cannot help them. They need strong personality. Then they can come back to you. They know because you are strong. You know how to handle situation. You know how to overcome problem with wisdom, not with emotion. That is very important. And like when we have classes here, anybody who are here, if you have the intention to learn, you will learn very fast. But you have no intention, you'll just be here. You don't gain anything because you don't have that intention. Then you will never learn. May Allah bless us. This is part of our activities, billboard fundraising. We just highlighted this to our people. So that everybody, when they look at this thing and they realize they learn something, we get benefit. Because we participate in this billboard project. Yeah? So brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart, our ear, our mind. Whatever we hear, we remember. Whatever we see, we remember. Whatever we have recited, we remember. And so that Allah always remember us. Allah promised us, "Faskuruni azkurukum." Whoever remember me, I remember them. This is Allah's promise. We hope we are all under the category, in the category of people who remember Allah. And Allah said, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ عَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَعْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. male and female believer who always remember Allah, good time, bad time. You remember Allah openly, secretly. You remember Allah when you are in the with the people. When you are working, you remember Allah. Wherever you go, you remember Allah. What did Allah promise? Adallahu lahum maghfirah. First, I forgive all their sins. We have a lot of mistakes. Allah forgive. Wa ajran azima. And I will reward them with huge reward. Azim. It's up to Allah. How much He wants to reward us is up to Him. To Him, there is no boundaries. Human, we have boundaries because we have limitation. Allah, He just loves to give and keep on giving. We hope we'll be under the category of Allah's servant who will keep on receiving all the blessing from Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Amen. Now we move to Q&A session, inshallah. Remember our project, share it so that we don't miss the opportunity. Yeah? Anyone have any question? No. You pass to the uncle said no. You hold that, hold, be around. Anybody have any other question to ask? Now you have the brother here behind, beside. No? No. Sisters, any question from the sisters today? Any question online? Check. Is there any question online? Yes. Fadal.
Okay, it's from Fun Aulat. Salam Sheikh. If the authority instruct to suspend kunut nazilah, can we still continue within our jemaah?
Repeat.
If the authority instruct to suspend kunut nazilah, can we still continue within our jemaah?
If the authority give an instruction to stop kunut nazilah,
yes.
Something like that?
Correct.
So can we continue? Of course, kunut prayer is up to us. I think what may happen in some masjid, the kunut nazilah is still on, especially Jumaat prayer. But in some area or some state, they have stopped. When you say they stop, meaning it is not compulsory now. When there is an order, mean everyone who become the imam have to recite. So now it's not compulsory. But if we want to read, it's up to us. Even the imam. But it's not a must that every imam must recite now. And not necessary on Jumat prayer. Other prayer, if you want, you can recite. Or every Muslim must always keep on praying for our fellow brothers, our family, who is still suffering, been oppressed. It's our duty to remember them in our prayer. Yeah. You don't have to wait for the authority to call you to pray, then you pray. No, you pray because you want to pray. And that kind of prayer have more value because it comes from your heart. Then you just pray because you are instructed. It's not from your heart. So my understanding about what happened, because when the thing was happening, when the killing started, it caused a lot of pain to all of us. So we want everybody to remember. So that's why the instruction came from the authority, to show that we care. Yeah. But after that, we still will pray for that. Yeah. So that's how we go about Qunut Nazila. Yeah. Next question.
With regards to supplication seeking Allah counsel, which is istikara, we only recite this when we are deciding on life important decision only, or can it also be recited daily?
It's not a daily kind of prayer, because there are small matters, you don't have to do that. When big matters have something to do with you, you know better what is important in your life, something to do with the family, the country, and then you, I highly recommend, it's not a must, highly recommended to pray Salatul Istiqara. But small matter, you don't have to. Yeah. Now, the Prophet ﷺ did mention one day, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ مَعَالِيَ أُمُرُ وَيَقْرَهُ سَفْسَافَهَا. Allah loves people who always put a lot of concern to big matter, who focus on big matter. And Allah dislike small matter become issues. Why? Why we entertain small matter to the extent it disturb our happiness, our life, our family? Why? Everything in life, there are small, medium, and big. You know, you go to any shop and you got this size, small, medium, and big. And the big one, small also, they are double S now. We never come across double M, double S, and double XL. Triple XL. Yeah, you have that. So the Prophet is telling us, Allah loves people who focus, concentrate on big matters, important issues. But Allah don't like small matter. We create it. And then we waste a lot of time. Yeah. So istikhara focus on bigger matter. Yeah. I give you one simple example. You are working. You do have some salary. Alhamdulillah, you survive. And you are happy. Environment is good. You don't burden your family because enough, you can support yourself. And you can do some righteous good deeds to get with the salary, alhamdulillah. You in the work extra, you work extra, you may get some allowance, alhamdulillah. But if you are too greedy, I not enough, I want bigger salary. But now the bigger salary said you must travel. If you don't have family, different, you have family. Now, you will not be with your family, not be your children anymore. You get more money as long as you travel further, stay there 3 months, 6 months. Now, should you just go for the money? Is money everything? Here you do survive. You can have extra, you work harder, but you are with the family. You have your children, you are with your children. Which one do you think is more important? We don't know. We thought that more money, I can give more to my children. But now I'm not there for them. My love is not there. I just money. Now what will happen? This kind of thing, quickly pray Salatul Istikhara. Oh Allah, if you know that this thing is good for me, for my religion, for my family. Make it easy. I got more money, but I have no time with the family. I'm far away from my family. And children need their father around. No father now. A new wife needs the husband around. Husband is not around. Now husband exposed with other challenges outside. You get more money, more problem. So now when you pray, you ask, oh Allah, if this is good for me, my religion and my family, not only for me, then Salat Istikhara, very handy. And see what Allah shows us. The sign will be there. That if you don't know, get close to the scholar. The scholar will know how to help you. Yeah. Remember, life, success, happiness is not just dollar and cent. It's your environment. You are contented. I have good environment. I can sleep well. I can do righteous deeds. That is more valuable than just money. Yeah? And all the bad environment. We have been very healthy before, then we experience sickness, pain, and we suffer for a while. Do we experience that? Have we been hospitalized before? Those who are not yet, alhamdulillah. Have you visited any clinic before? Those who don't visit, alhamdulillah. But sooner or later, we have to visit sometime. We don't, if possible. But when time, for us to go, we have to go. We don't play God at that time. Because Prophet said, Inna Allah nazar dawa dawa fatadawa. When Allah sent down a disease, a sickness, He prepare a cure. Look for the cure. Just be humble, move. And to look for the cure, the Prophet was reminded by Allah, Fas'alu ahli zikr in kuntum la ta'lamu. If you don't know, you don't go and be a specialist. You know? Go and look for people who have the right knowledge. Yeah? Then they will help you. Yeah? So that's how we move on. Sometimes sickness is a reminder. You're so healthy, pop your head. Wow, that is life. Yeah? I enjoy life. I'm so happy now. I'm alone. Now I'm in the hospital. Now they are putting drip on my body. Suddenly extra wire coming in now. I'm afraid of vaccine, needle. Why? You have no choice. Now the needle, normally vaccine, out. The needle stay there for a few hours. You have to accept it. It's a reminder. When you are sick, brother and sister, it's a reminder. Be grateful, be thankful. Oh Allah, cure me so that I can serve you more. Not to disobey you more, to serve you more. If you still never wake up, that means you're waiting for something really bad to hit on you, then you suffer. If that is what we ask, you just have to wait. It's a reminder. Be careful, be careful. That's why the Prophet says, use five before the other five come. When you're young, before you get old. When you have the means, the money, before you get poor. When you're healthy, before you get sick. When you have so many free time, before you become very busy, no time at all. And when you're living, before you die. Five, before the other five visitors. Any last question? No, alhamdulillah. Online now? Good. So brother and sister, don't forget some homework. What is the homework? Check the last class that I share with you. My muqaddima. Yeah. Maybe you are thinking, yeah, how to look into that. I just share with all of you the muqaddima on one surah. Now you have some clue now. Surah. Okay. Check your surah. وَبِلَا تَوْفِقِي وَلَقِلِ دَعْوَنَا وَالْحَمْدِ بِالْعَلَمِينَ. Let us recite the tasbih kifara. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. The meaning, glory be to you, O Allah. All the praises belong to you. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship except you alone. To you we ask for forgiveness. Forgive us, O Allah. To you we repent. Accept our repentance. Amin. Ya Rabbil Alamin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.